Ray Foley on Today FM.
Fergal Guillen.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time we were talking to Fergal?
September, I think.
This is Rosie to Ozzy going for cycling all the way from Roscommon to Australia. Surely he's there by now, is he?
I mean, he's been going a long time.
Surely he's well set up in.
How big is the world after all?
Do you want to give him? I think he's. I was looking at him the other night, actually, and he was having a run-in with the police in China.
Right.
And then he said he needed to take it down because, I guess they monitor everything, do they? Like they, because it's all of the internet is routed through the state. Maybe he'd be worried about a video going up that might get him in trouble.
He's been posting amazing photographs on Instagram, but like you, I'm wondering how he's doing that because I
filters. That's all it is, filters. No, that's the thing. You see, you can go anywhere and I take a photograph of Anthony. Take a photograph of that wall there.
Right.
Put a filter on it. It'll look amazing.
Okay. I mean, he is up around somewhere near the Himalayas, so it's a bit more than your average.
That's all right, yeah. It's all right. Depends. It's all subjective. Excuse me. Will I try him?
Well, you can try him.
This phone line is a joke. Hang on.
Now, he could be at, like, I don't know, 4,000 metres above sea level. So just cross your fingers on this one.
And they don't have phones up there, do they not?
How about the reception? I don't know.
The phone cuts off at 1,000
metres. If you
can't
connect to a phone in Kerry, well, how much chance do you have in
the Himalayas? That's it, you see. I think that's... It's ringing.
It's ringing.
It's ringing.
Yeah.
It's ringing. It's ringing. So, yeah,
hello.
Hello, Fergal.
Hello, Valerie.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm good. I'm all good now here in the middle of China.
You're in the middle of China. Sorry, Fergal, Roddy Dawson, Fergal Dean, live on Today FM. Pumped in from China. Come here, what's Chinese food like?
It's very nice now. It'd be a bit different to the ones we know back home with the spice bags.
No spice bags. That's such a shame if you're not getting your spice bags. Can you go up to the counter and say the usual? Or can you go up to the counter and say, I'll have a number 64 and a large tin of Coke?
You can, but you'd have to eat it with chopsticks. So
oh, forget it. Forget it. No, not to. And did they say to you, do you want free prawn crackers with that?
There's lots of prawn crackers. There's lots of everything. Boiled eggs, raw eggs, duck, everything.
Wow. Good to talk to you. Good to know that you're doing well. The last time we were talking to you, were you in Iran and you'd been drugged and attempted robbed and you'd been injured? So you've made your way from Iran all the way to China?
Yeah, so last time I was talking to you, I was actually in the Afghan mountains, and right after I got off the phone to you, the Taliban walked in to check our passports. So I was saying everything out loud, so thankfully didn't have any English. But I was in Iran. I got drugged, attacked, and hospitalised. So I got out the better end of that somehow, with only having 7 stitches in my foot, and continued on through Afghanistan, Tajikistan, and then all of China. Well, halfway through China so far.
You're halfway through China. I saw something the other night where you were taking a video of the... It seems to be that you're running into the cops, like the Chinese police, all the time, are you?
Yeah, all the time. If there's any listeners that are kind of type 2 travellers or type 2 fun, tell them to visit China and play cat and mouse with the police, because all we've been getting is lots of police following us in undercover cars, and it's been something different, all right, especially travelling through like the Xinjiang province and the Rohr provinces. It's been difficult.
And what is that? Is that like hyper paranoia, or is it just that you look unusual, like it's not every day you see an Irish lad cycling through the rural China?
Yeah, it could be a bit of both. But no, I think it's more so they're sensitive to kind of maybe ethnic minorities in these certain regions, such as, you know, near Tibet or in Xinjiang. And they have these protocols to make sure that the travellers or the foreigners are always being watched. That's the nearest bet I have, but I don't know. But we got a few free hotels out of it, so we can't really complain.
What? A free hotels? Like, were you under arrest? Was it a cell you were being put up in?
Well, We've been trying to camp, and they wouldn't let us, so we'd refuse. So there was a lot of argy-bargy with them, and a few times we said, we're not going anywhere until, you know, you pay for the hotel or something. And thankfully, they do. They give in, but it's been a bit of everything. China has been crazy. I'm currently 3,600 metres above sea level here in the mountains, and we were cycling into the dark, and like it's minus 10 degrees. You can't even drink your water. The water bottle's frozen over. So, yeah, the food's been great, though. We went in for a hot pot there, which is the local delicacy here, which is like they put a big pot in front of you, and you just throw in meat and eggs and everything, and you make your own satay sauce with like peanut butter and soy sauce and honey. So it was lovely.
Wow, you're making me hungry. Is there what is it, MSG? No MSG in that. They keep it real.
Oh, loads.
Oh, really?
MSG.
Wow.
Yeah, you
and
can
it's
see
definitely just chicken and lamb. It's only chicken and lamb are the mystery meats you're eating, Fergal, right? You're not asking any questions.
I've been eating all sorts of things. Like, I wouldn't want to look into it. But it's crazy up here in these mountains. Like, it's Buddhism is the... It's a Tibetan culture. So you have lots of Tibetan Buddhists. We're very close to the Tibetan border. And, I've went through, you know, Christian countries all down through Europe and then straight into the Muslim world through Turkey and Iran and Afghanistan, where that pretty much rules the lives of everyone there. Yeah. And now it's interesting to see a new religion that is Buddhism.
What's the... first of all, there's still somebody with you, isn't there? There's another fellow I saw in your photographs.
There is. Yeah, I better not forget him. I'm travelling with a yellow belly, a Westford man. So one of my friends in college, Finn, he's travelling with me at the moment. So it's great to have a bit of Irish along with me for the first ever stint in this travel. I'm 9 months in now, so it's been good now having an Irish head with me for 2 months.
Yeah, we're still going over, JP, aren't we?
Definitely.
Yeah. We'll meet you on the road into Sydney. We'll be on one of the nearest pub on the way in.
Have you lost a side of weight, Fergal? I mean, you've cycled thousands of kilometres. You must have lost a side of weight, no?
I've been eating just as much. You know, the Central Asia has great food and China has great food, but it's been up and down. I'm the exact same weight I was leaving, 84 kg, and I'm still the same. That's the thing when you're cycling on the bike, you have to just consume so many calories.
Yeah.
And today was no different. Like, you're going in and you're getting, peanut butter and honey is the main thing. You just get a loaf. Well, there's no loaves of bread. You get whatever you can get, and there's peanut butter and honey, and you're eating that throughout the day.
Just keep it going, and just that's just fuel to make you go. What have you learned? Because you're talking about those different cultures, and you're talking about, well, first of all, coming from Roscommon, then you're off and in through Europe, and then you're talking about these wild swings in terms of culture and in terms of people's outlook on life. What have you learned in your journey so far?
Oh no, that's an interesting question. It was hard, especially going through Iran and Afghanistan, how different the culture is to home. You know, religion completely rules their lives there. And then on top of that, you have all the US sanctions in Iran. You have the war that was going on in Afghanistan for years. And we kind of take things very for granted back home. And it was very interesting to see that with my own eyes. And I don't think it'll be until I finish my travels that I can really sit down with my thoughts and fully understand it. But it's been a pleasure that I can, you know, have lots of people following online that I can show and can experience this with me. And yeah, you don't really get any time to settle. Maybe now I'm taking a week over Christmas to take a break off the bike and finally get a process what I've been through. But it's been heavy stuff, but really enjoyable. And you couldn't believe the kindness that's out there, especially Iran. I couldn't go a day without getting invited into a house, without a meal being thrown out a window of a car to me. Which is incredible. And I think everyone should go and visit, you know, wild places like that.
Someplace different,
I guess.
I was going to say, you haven't had the time to process, and I was going to ask you what you're doing for the Christmas. I'll get to that in a second. But, like, that you haven't had time to process because the next day you're going into another completely unknown situation. So it must be very well. You're young, so you, yeah. maybe you're not as easily scared as us old fellas. But it would I would find myself, and I find this when I'm particularly traveling with my family, that even if we just go to the Canaries, you need to be on high alert and be vigilant. So it must be that multiplied by a million to find yourself in the middle of China. Like, are you just always not worried, but on like that on high alert?
On high alert, yeah, I guess you would be, especially through Afghanistan. It was very intense. You were always, you know, looking over your shoulder. There was a few times we were camping and we weren't sure if we were allowed camp. And you're just afraid of getting in trouble because, you know, you don't know what the Taliban, that one rule might mean one thing in one region and something else in another region. The same here in China. You know, I'm even posting stuff online and a few times I've been worried that, you know, police are going to come knocking on the door that night and, you know, take us away. So we are on high alert at times, but that's not really, I wouldn't say majority of the time. Majority of the time you're stopping and you're talking to locals and you're getting to know what life is like here. So majority of the time it's been hugely enjoyable, apart from them few bad moments. But yeah, exactly, it's an adventure. And it's great that I can document it online and, you know, be able to talk about it with you here.
Yeah, what's your ETA now in terms of, where? If you're heading for Sydney, I presume it's Sydney you're going to, isn't in Australia?
Sydney, yeah, the Opera House is the finish line. And I said it would take me 11 months, but I think I underplayed myself a lot there, especially with taking a few weeks rest after being in a hospital in Iran. Yeah. But I think I won't make it to Sydney until maybe summertime. So it'll be wintertime for Australia. So maybe May, June time.
So they're going. And of course, you're doing this, and it's worth reminding people, it's all for Mayo Roscommon Hospice and Northwest.
And Northwest stops, suicide prevention, yeah. So we've raised some amazing funds so far, and it's been amazing to raise funds for two charities so close to my heart. So it's been such an enjoyable journey so far, and it's been great, especially coming on here and talking about it.
Yeah, well, we'll have you on again. We wanted to check in before Christmas anyway. idonate.ie, if you type in Rosie Tozzi, you'll find Fergal there. You can show your support then for those two amazing charities. And mind yourself, so where are you stopping then for the few days over Christmas?
So we're stopping around the very centre of China, Chengdu. Okay. So we'll take about a week there, and Finn here, the Wexford man, he has to meet the girlfriend for a week or two, so we'll take a bit of a break, and it's much needed, and I can catch up on a few things. We also need to extend our Chinese visa. It's all go, but it'll be nice to have a bit of a breather.
Right. Well, listen, we'll be watching you. We'll be following you. Rosie Tozzi on the Instagram or wherever you get your socials. That's where I'm following you anyway. And we'll keep an eye on. Good luck. We'll talk to you in the new year.
Come on, chat to Ray.
Cheers, brother. All the best. Bye. Bye. Mind yourself. Stay safe.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. 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 I'm worried about him. There's me in the airport in the Canaries. Have you got your water? Terrified. Middle of China. He's a fair play to him. Living his best life.
Ray Foley on Today FM.